Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol will honor the Fortuna Police Department at a ceremony scheduled for 6 o'clock this evening in Council Chambers at Fortuna City Hall. The Fortuna Police Department will be recognized with a Traffic Safety Award for its efforts and focus on traffic safety through officer training, public education, and enforcement efforts. The department coordinates the county's Avoid the 8 anti-DUI campaign, which is put into effect during holidays and other special occasions to focus on removing impaired and dangerous drivers from local roadways. State Treasurer John Chang announced an upcoming sale of tax-exempt general obligation bonds with the revenue used to pay down or refinance existing bond debt owed by the state. The $1.9 billion bond sale begins on Tuesday, and just over $1 billion will be used to service debt, while the remaining bond revenue will be used to provide permanent financing for voter-approved infrastructure projects and public facilities. The bond sale comes on the heels of the upgrade of the state's bond rating from A to A+ by Fitch. In an effort to help the parents of infants and toddlers, State Assembly members Lorena Gonzalez of San Diego and Joel Anderson of El Cajon have introduced a bipartisan bill that would exempt the purchase of diapers from state sales taxes. The bill is aimed at easing the cost that the parents of young children face, and if passed, diapers would join some food items and medicine in the sales tax-exempt category. It's estimated a family could save up to $100 per year if the bill is passed. Humboldt State's president has received state recognition. Jordan Christmas has more.
Humboldt State President Lisa Rosbacher has been chosen, along with five other Cal State University presidents, to receive the 2015 Trailblazer Award, an award that recognizes the achievements and leadership of women in academics. This is the first time that a group of six has won the award. Rosbacher became the seventh president of Humboldt State in July of 2014 and became the first woman president in the university's history. Rosbacher and the other recipients will be recognized at the Legacy of Leadership Awards ceremony April 27th in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Jordan. The Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police unit wrapped up the month of February by serving a search warrant at a residence in the 2900 block of B Street in Eureka on Friday morning. Police had received several complaints about suspected drug sales activity at the location, and a warrant was obtained for the apartment. Officers confiscated more than 4 ounces of cocaine and 3 pounds of processed marijuana packaged for sale. They arrested 24-year-old Gregory Frank, 28-year-old Matthew Casagrande, and 32-year-old Sean Scherer. All three men were booked for possession and possession for sale. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department will conduct fire training exercises tomorrow and again on Wednesday at a building that is scheduled to be demolished in the coming months. Fire crews will be on site from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., so when you see light smoke and several pieces of fire apparatus at the old Norman's Dry Cleaning Building on E Street in Henderson Center, don't be alarmed. It's just training. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. More than 36 people lost their lives in traffic collisions on North Coast roads in 2014. Those numbers are a stark reminder about the inherent danger of driving on rural roads and the need for drivers to be well-rested and, most importantly, sober. Captain Brett Fabry, Garberville Area Commander, commented on the latest tragic fatal collision that claimed two lives on Highway 36.
You know, in 2014, we had 41 people that lost their lives on highways on the North Coast. And, you know, we've had some very tragic incidents. The two teenage girls that died on 36 just last week. Unfortunately, a bad incident like that just sends home that continued message of you can't drink and drive. It's going to, you know, there's nothing good is going to come out of that.
It can be difficult enough to drive on the North Coast, particularly during the winter, with rain and fog and wet roads. And on Highway 36, those difficulties are magnified.
It's very expensive to try to realign portions of that roadway and preserve the nature that's out there as well. And there's a lot of people that travel on 36, and I use that road a lot. You have to be careful, and you have to really be paying attention. There's a lot of turns, and like you said, there's a lot of switchbacks. And if you're not familiar with that and you go into a turn too fast, there's no embankment to fall down. There's usually a tree right there, and that's never a good thing.
Impaired driving continues to be the focus of the CHP, as well as local law enforcement agencies. But in the end, it's the responsibility of the person who gets behind the wheel. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.